USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is beginning a new term, saying the public is welcome back to the courtroom to hear arguments for the first time since Roe was overturned. Monday's session also is the first time new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson will participate in arguments. Florida residents continue dealing with widespread destruction and flooding after Hurricane Ian, one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States, struck southwest Florida. The official death toll is in the dozens this hour, and power is still out to 617,000 homes. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have not only pods here, points of distribution for food and water and other type of essentials like toiletries. They also have basically pods that they can take and set up that are more mobile because some of the roads are still flooded, and so people don't necessarily have the same connectivity.
President Biden on Monday will survey damage from Hurricane Fiona in Puerto Rico, where tens of thousands of people are still without power 2 weeks after the storm hit. The Category 1 hurricane knocked out electrical power to the island of 3.2 million people. Brazil's presidential election is going into a second round in which liberal Lula da Silva will face conservative incumbent Bolsonaro. Voters have 4 weeks to decide. A Wisconsin judge has ruled that the alleged attacker of the Waukesha Christmas parade will be allowed to represent himself at trial. Daryl Brooks is facing 77 charges and life in prison if convicted. Brooks allegedly plowed his vehicle into a Christmas parade where six died and 60 were injured back in 2021. For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Associated Press used satellite imagery and marine radio transponder data to track three dozen ships making more than 50 voyages carrying grain from Russia-occupied territories of Ukraine to ports in Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, and other countries. More proof Russia is stealing Ukrainian grain to support its war with its neighbor. Millions of people across the southeastern United States are tallying their losses and assessing their damage left by Hurricane Ian, a devastating storm that claimed dozens of lives in Florida. The storm also played a role in the deaths of four people in North Carolina and two in Cuba. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
I know a lot of folks have focused on some of the really catastrophic impacts that we saw along our southwest coast, and those are obviously very severe impacts. But this is such a big storm, brought so much water, that you're having basically what's been a 500-year flood event.
More FBI whistleblowers are telling one lawmaker about the corruption at the FBI and the Department of Justice. Texas Republican Representative Louie Gohmert on Newsmax.
And the courts have made it clear you cannot punish people before they're actually found guilty. And this Justice Department has gone to the old Nazi way of intimidating, of trying to manipulate and scare people into doing exactly what they said, no matter how unconstitutional it is.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.